legitimize and enable government regulations over international flow of finance and international trade. There is more than sufficient evidence on the detrimental consequences of financial liberalization for a country's well-being. This has destabilized economies, made prices volatile, and impoverished millions. There is no reason why countries should not insist on regulating the movement of finance capital to minimize its negative effects and maximize benefits for the country. Vietnam and China have introduced controls to protect themselves against the volatility of external capital flows. McKinley, 2004. Countries also need to adopt a trade strategy that benefits the creation of stable employment for the poorest and for women, and not adopt policies to attract FDI at the cost of disempowering its labor and maintaining low wage rates. Footloose capital, unregulated and free to move from country to country, should not be allowed to enter and exit as it pleases. What this implies is a more equal relationship between countries engaging in trade. Hikes are not to be permitted to export their subsidized food to LMICs unless they open their doors for imports from LMICs.